Among the seven bills discussed by the House Judiciary Committee was Senate Bill 307, authorizing community correction programs to operate pretrial release programs. Those programs could range from work release to decreasing the cost of an issued bond. The purpose of the program is to decrease the cost of counties having to hold these people in jails. Pilot programs have been implemented in a few counties, such as Ohio and Wood. Those programs would be voluntary for each county and would allow the release of persons without bond in certain circumstances. It would also implement extra monitoring on those released on bond. Some delegates were curious as to how the program would work without bonds and asked questions of bondsman Phil Real. He says he doesn't have a problem with not issuing a full bond, but did have a concern about not issuing any bond at all.
There are some areas in which you ought to observe some concern, which would be that if you are releasing somebody either on a pre- or post-trial release under conditions and terms established by this council, which would set forth whether it's going to be a work program or drug therapy or whatever it might be, that one of the conditions be that they have at least some minimal bail.
One of the sponsors of the bill, Senator Donald Cookman, attended the House Judiciary meeting to field questions. Delegate John Ellum asked what the circumstances for someone to be eligible for the program were because, as he explained, that in his home county of Wood, the pilot program was not finding many candidates.
It would be for nonviolent offenders, basically. And my great interest in it is in going around the various counties, and even when I was judge and prosecuting attorney before that, every county that I ever talked to, when I asked them about what their main concern was, and that was jail expenses. And this is just another thing that would help, in my opinion, to reduce the jail expenses that each county has to incur.
After further explanation of the bill, Delegate Misha Poor determined the pretrial programs could possibly bolster the current system in place.
So this is really tightening up, to some extent, our bond process now, to require them to pay the fee that they currently have to pay to the court. And then there's additional step of having to report to that person and even give more additional money to the counties if they meet that requirement.
I think so, and it's still, the bottom line is still up to the judge as to whether or not this, the magistrate or the circuit judge, as to whether or not this would be applied or not.
The committee approved the bill to be reported to the floor with the recommendation that it do pass. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.